You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Oh, she gonna kill me. I don't have my ring on. And we live. Welcome to the Dear Son Show, where we have real life meaningful conversations to help young boys and men know now what we wish we knew then. I'm one of your hosts, Jay Black.
D. John's your other host.
What's up, good brother?
Man, back at it.
Back at it. How you living? How your week been?
Feeling good, man. Feeling encouraged.
Yeah.
Back on my water. As simple of a thing that is, man, just being intentional about it, I feel the difference already.
Yeah. And that's something we discount, man. Yeah. We don't pay enough attention to that.
Drink your waters.
And like you just hit me across the head with it right before we went live, and I accept, you know, it'll come out later.
There it is.
So I love it. I love it.
Let's extend it to the audience, man. What we're doing is one thing to help me on my weight loss, on my get healthy journey, because weight loss is relative.
Yeah.
But at my highest, I was 286.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm about 185.
Yeah.
And I want to get to about 180, between 175 and 180. I want to stay around there.
Yeah.
But drinking a gallon of water a day before you eat anything, it kind of defaults into intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
But you don't think about the constraints of time, because unless you can just gulp, I don't finish till about 1-2 o'clock.
And that's not even good. Your body not absorbing it if you're taking it in too quickly.
Yeah. So get your gallon of water a day. Yeah. If you with us, man, let us know in the comments. Gallon of water a day before you eat anything. Or whatever your version of it is. You got to start with a half gallon. Let's get healthy, man.
Please.
Let's talk back to the community, man, because the community is talking.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, though, how are you?
I'm good, man. First of all, top of the hour, top of the show, I want to say like, share, and subscribe.
That way.
Very important. Everybody's been doing that, and that's, you know, it shows. Also, sidetrack a little bit, but I just want to say root to the good bros. It's Founders Day. By the time you see this, we'll be just past Founders Day, but we had Founders Day this week. Achievement Week was before that, leading up to Founders Day. Meaningful organization, near and dear to my heart. We lift as we climb.
Yeah.
You know, we very active in the community. So that means a lot in the celebration of 114 years. That goes a long way, man.
So you pose that as a side step, but I want to pull that thread a little bit, because I've always been frat curious.
Yeah.
But my college experience, I don't think it was for me. Right. I don't have nothing against it, but it's like the military. For me, following rules when I was young.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because somebody said so.
Yes.
later in life, cool. Like, I thought I was gonna be an alpha. What was it for you at this stage that said this is the thing to do?
My whole life, you know, my life is filled with.
It makes perfect sense for you.
Yeah,
when you told, I was like,
oh. Yeah. So, fresh out of high school into college, like, there's Omega Men in my family, right?
Okay.
So, fresh out of high school into college. The chapter at, I went to Southern University, the chapter wasn't active on the yard at the time. So by the time they became active again, which was later, like in 99, I was already transitioning out of school. Like, at the time, my girlfriend, which ended up being my first wife, was pregnant.
Yeah.
So I dropped out of school to go do that. So I'm thinking it's done, because there's only two ways. You can go undergrad, so you have to be an active in good standing student at a university that has a chapter there, or you have to go grad, which means you've already obtained a degree. And obviously I dropped out, I didn't have that. So I felt like, man, another dream slipped through my fingers. Yeah. You know what I mean? But later in life, here we are, the opportunity presented itself for me to get back into school. And I was like, man, I'm jumping back in. I'm gonna finish what I started. I go to UTA here in the Arlington, Texas area. And they have a chapter on the yard.
On the yard.
And look at that thing come right back around. So I go, come around, work, do the works, lend a hand, fellowship, get to know these brothers over there and build friendships. And it worked out in my favor, man. Became a member. And I don't look back. I've it's a lifelong dream. And some people that don't understand it, that's going to go over their head, or they're going to receive it as shallow. Like, what kind of a lifelong dream is that?
Mine.
Right. Worry about you. But I really love it, man, because of the ideals align with my personality and who I am. And I don't mean like the stereotypes that's out in the public as far as you think this, oh, Q Dog, oh, it's party, yeah. Oh, service oriented, like legitimately, yeah. Legitimately built on real life friendship. And when you really get to know a genuine good bro, good Omega man, it's all about your well-being.
Right.
I cannot let you not be great or fall on your face. You gotcha. Know what I mean? Like, I got you. Come on, I got you till you got yourself.
Yeah, and that stereotype, I mean, that's young people in college.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get that you reminisce when you get back together, but that's I have a version of that. It's just not tied to a chapter.
Right.
And it wasn't on social media, thank God.
Yeah. So again, like I said, I'm proud of that, happy about that, which leads to a conversation that we're going to have today. So I'm talking about aligned right there perfectly. And you'll know what I mean here shortly.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be discussing the importance of seeing it through.
Yeah.
See it through is a very important element in life.
Yeah.
Not just an organization, not just yourself, not just a project. But if you really think about every part of your life, see it through is very important. And I don't want to unpack it too much. What does see it through mean for you?
See it through means this.
Yeah.
We're here because of that pressing on my spirit, God putting it on my heart to address my relationship with my son.
Yes.
And to talk about it publicly.
Yes.
Which I'm not, regardless. Well, I guess you probably can see, especially the contrast of our personality. You can tell I'm in the corner.
Yeah.
I'm in the corner looking and watching, observing.
Yeah.
But to put it out in public, to hold myself accountable, not for show,
mm-hmm.
is how this came to be, and to see how it's changed, how it served its purpose, number one, in my house.
Yes.
Right? Changed me, changed the relationship with my oldest son and my youngest son. I say dear son, I don't reference Eli a lot. He's my youngest son. He's 10, yeah. 9. No, he's 10, about to be 11. Man, uh-oh. Yeah, 10, about to be 2014. Yeah, he's about to be 11 in a couple weeks. And yesterday something hit me in terms of all the talk we do about this show and things that we missed.
Yeah.
Yesterday I had him get out and pump gas. And I'm thinking like, did I actually do this with Donovan? I mean, I know I did it at some point, but at 10, 11, was I even slowing down enough to say or think that this is an important thing for him to know at this moment?
Right.
Most likely I was just, I got to keep moving. But seeing it through, man, getting through episode one was the hardest episode, period.
Yeah.
It may have been 35 minutes, but it was solo. I was sitting in this room, not in this configuration, but it was just me talking to a camera. And for all, and this has been a year process at that point.
Right.
I put the trailer up September of 2020. Episode one went up September 2021. So again, seeing R&D. It through. Wait, call it that.
Got that R&D, baby. Call it that R&D.
Call it that. But yeah. But I was kind of running from it. So again, like seeing it through being the through line, I didn't realize how much this was going to deal with me at my core when I sat down and committed to it.
Yes.
And I had a circle of accountability I got in the podcast group. Salute to David Shands. And that's what pushed it forward, because Keisha and I had done a podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
But me saying what about me didn't work as a father.
Man.
In order to change it. I'm cool telling you what happened before.
Yeah, yeah.
But if somebody's going to be watching and holding me accountable to change it, that used to be a thing for me when the whole time it should have been, I should have been important enough to me to be accountable to me.
And in the moment, think about in real time, because like you said, it's easy for me to talk about perhaps a vice I had, a slip up, a mistake I made, but now I've corrected it.
Yeah.
Or in my mind, I've moved on from it or adapted to whatever it is.
Yeah.
I can talk about it now because now it's not a pressing thing.
Yeah.
You know, we as people, we get caught up in, oh, I don't want that level of transparency. I'm still dealing with that. Why would I talk about that right now? Like right now, going back to the water, the health, I'm actively right now in a health battle, journey, weight loss, numbers. My numbers elevated right now. Mm. My weight number elevated. Because we believe in health over here. I go to the doctor twice a year for to run my panels and my numbers and stuff like that. So if something comes back and numbers are elevated, hey, we need to catch this. We're looking at this. You borderline.
Yeah.
You pre this, you pre that, pre-diabetic, hit the table. And I was like, oh no, we're not doing that. So see it through, meaning the roller coaster ride of gain, loss, weight up, weight down. Yeah. Numbers great. Hey man, it's perfect. Keep doing whatever you're doing. Only for the next time I see him 90 days to 6 months later, he's like, what the hell happened?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, what did you do?
Yeah.
I went and celebrated you telling me I was doing good.
Right.
Then crashed it out.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I see exactly what you mean. And since we're here, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't go to my last appointment 2 months ago because I knew.
Didn't want that bad news.
I knew. And I'm not saying this in a celebratory way.
Right.
I'm just where I am in the process. When I try to manage my bad news.
Yeah.
Which is terrible. 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 Try to manage my bad news. And that day, I just didn't need another thing.
Not today.
I did not need another thing, let alone my mom hit every time. Like, it gets to the point where sometimes, I love my mom.
Yes. I love your mom.
I love my dad.
I love your dad.
Sometimes I avoid conversations with them because I have to be truthful about what's going on. Because they care. Like, I don't want to put this on them today. How your numbers? I don't know.
Because now that's a whole other conversation.
I don't hear nothing beeping. Well, I ain't got my monitor on. So which truth is better? It ain't beeping on my numbers now. I don't know.
They see this, they're gonna call.
Too seemingly right there before. Yeah, long before. But again, just like, and that's the beauty of the seeing it through. And then when you came along and joined the process,
it put a
different level of responsibility on me. Because I knew the core of why you did it was the same for you.
Yes, Lord.
And because it's personal, the brand is personal.
Yes.
So
yes,
it is. So it's not just about getting people on the show and catching moments and all of that.
Right.
But it's been amazing to see from my periphery. Or from the periphery, like how you changed. That's not my story to tell.
Right.
Like I've been here 5 years.
Ooh, yeah.
It's been more than 5 years.
Seven.
I've been here.
You've been here five.
In this house.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've been over here seven, so five.
Yeah. And never saw this happen. I've never actually had a relationship with a neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah.
At best, high by.
And keep pushing.
You know, there's a couple houses over. If I saw them in public, I probably wouldn't know. I only know who they are because they're in front of their house, and they don't make it a point to speak. But God ordained this triangle we got.
I agree.
And then you got Philip and Brandon down. Like it's this is different for me.
Yes.
And then to connect like this and to be accountable, and to like, I am not big on counting on people.
No, you're not. You're not. You kind of suck at it. and it ain't even about accountability. It's like, hey, let's go do this. Be like, man. Jokingly.
We in there.
I mean, jokingly, but not jokingly.
We on the slope now.
I can watch this guy walking up the driveway with a couch strapped to his back, and I'm right there standing, and he won't say, hey, man, you think you can come put your hands on this couch with me?
If I already got on my back, it's done. What was you at when I was putting it on my back?
I'm right here.
I mean, I ain't asked you to help me put it on my back, but if I got it on my back,
I'm right here.
Nah, don't help me do something once I'm doing it. One of my toxic traits.
Or possibly before, James, right? Let me hit him right here.
I gotta get the story.
So use your resources, people.
Yeah.
So to the see it through portion, let's tie it even more so to the platform.
Sure.
And the backstory, if you will, is thankfully, like right now, we're getting a lot of feedback of people that are enjoying the messages, the clips, the reels, the episodes, yeah. and things that we're talking about and discussing. Absolutely transparent.
Yeah.
Not scripted. We're not trying to say certain things for a certain level of attention. We've been doing this for a minute. And when I tell you three views, three likes, and we back at it.
hold on. Remember when we had the conversation about the stepdad was interfering with the real dad? We was talking about, I forgot how I posed. Maybe I insert it.
The biological father was trying to show up to the birthday. The stepfather was like, nah, B.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, run that.
Transparent
just with,
moment.
Just with that basic bit of information.
Transparent moment. Without even knowing the background, I've been on both sides of that coin.
I have not.
Literally, because y'all got me now. He got me.
We in there.
My ex-wife remarried before I did. Mm. So, dude, cool. But there came a time, a point,
right,
where I was reaching out to interact with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest son was getting ready to graduate high school. Word came to me about the graduation date. No communication. I didn't know the graduation date, location. So I find all of this information out. So I reach out, I call. Hey, what's the plan? Are we going to college? Are we going to military? Are we going into the workforce? I need to sit down and have some conversations. You know, this guy told me, let me talk to my wife and I'll let you know if we decide to give you any information. Who you talking to, cuz? Who you talking to, cuz? I told my wife about it, because, you know, I have to talk.
Yeah.
I have to talk to her. When my top rattling,
right,
I go talk to her.
But the biological father and the stepfather were having a disagreement, and I said, go with you. And you went to your life.
Yes.
When that thing got 40,000 plays, well, I thought that was a rocket ship. I said, boy.
We got one.
We got one. So very next reel.
Yeah.
200.
200. Back level out.
200.
Say that to say, nothing says that's not the motivation.
Right.
Like the fact that we kept pushing.
Yeah.
We're here. I know for a fact, and I've heard you say this as well, we use this as therapy.
Yeah,
we're not counselors. We're not certified anything to do this. You're a dad and a husband. I'm a dad and a husband. And hey, man, this happened to me yesterday and I want to talk about it.
A few minutes ago.
On my way walking over here to come talk to you, this just happened.
Yeah.
So because the motivation, because if you, the point of that is if you put your motivation into a tangible thing.
Result.
And it's frivolous, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy come, easy go.
Yeah.
That something surface changes with the wind.
Yeah.
So I have a story about that, but I'm going to go to you first. I know why you started the platform. Yeah. I know what your motivation is. I've seen changes from the time I met you to who you are as a father today.
Yeah.
Do you still feel as convicted about your motivation for why you started? And is there an adjustment to it? Meaning, are you doubling down or, hey, that's still the proper motivation? This is what I have. This is where I am. No tweaking necessary. I just got to keep doing what I've been doing.
Yeah. I mean, daily tweaks at this point,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily before, but daily tweaks because the dynamic shifts on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
One aspect of it is because I miss so much with Donovan,
mm-hmm.
I have a specific focus with Eli, who they are 8 years apart.
Right.
A little under 8 years apart. So there's things that I'm specifically cognizant of with him, and I got a second chance with that. Donovan is also becoming a man and wants to talk to me.
Yes.
I did not want to talk to my father. Always a caveat, great father. I just thought I knew more. And after I realized I didn't know more, I tried to show him, like,
yeah,
you still raised a good son. I don't need your advice. I don't need you knowing all these mistakes. I'm gonna just do some things to show you that I'm a real man.
Right.
So it's avoiding that. And then me and my father having conversations and learning more about what it was for him to become a father and a man without his father. So the dynamic is forever shifting.
Right.
Let alone the daughters that I have in the house who are interested in young men who I hope their fathers are having similar conversations.
Certainly.
And in that absence, what I demonstrate needs to be the measure of what it takes to be around my children. Right. My oldest seems to be down a path.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I see him often.
Yeah.
And part of it before was I don't want to see him if it's not a long, if it's not a, like, don't be bringing people around. Like, it's weird. Right. I want to understand who you're around.
Right.
But what am I investing into it if I don't know?
Yeah.
What I realized is the more he's around me in this environment creates an expectation of the environment expectations if they move to another level. Like, if you're in my house, you see what is and what isn't acceptable in my house. Doesn't mean you duplicate it, but you for goddamn sure got the reference.
Absolutely.
On what it is.
Absolutely.
So if we ever have to have a conversation about something, it's not out the blue.
Right.
You got a chance to gauge me. I got a chance to gauge you in everyday environment. Mm-hmm. Not putting on, not picking up for the prom, not, you know, we going here. I can't risk trying to understand who he is at we about to get married.
In the moment.
Or whatever other life events happen as they happen.
Right.
It needs to be some demonstration. Oh, she comes from this, right? Imani is, she'll be 20 next month, mm-hmm. right? And then Eden is 12 going on 47.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's all of those things because I'm parenting adults and then the younger ones are looking at how you parent adults wanting to be adult-like at times. And you got to constantly... like keep maintain order and structure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll forever have something to talk about. How long you'll listen is what I care about in terms of this format. Yeah. How long people listen. These are the conversations that y'all see because cameras are on. Yeah. These conversations are going to happen.
Regardless.
If we were disciplined enough to actually record all our conversations, we would probably have a daily show. Very close. Three episodes a week.
And not be redundant.
About a thing.
And that's the beauty of it. Which is why this indefinite, because as long as we are living and breathing,
yeah,
things are happening. And we have young children
yes.
coming along. So these the stories and the shenanigans and the batch that's coming up next, we're probably going to have to start a whole nother series.
Before they do.
Side note, Boston hit me the other morning when I'm going to be on the show. I said, man, that's your third time asking me that. I'm going to bring you on. I got you. I'm going to sit down and have a conversation with, I'm going to bring both of them at the same time though.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I think Eli came on, he was seven or eight the first time.
Yeah. So we set something up and
six. Cause he was the first time when we went out to when we shot at the spot Epic. At the Epic.
Yeah.
He was there, but not, yeah, he wasn't really part of the conversation, but he's been seeing it.
Yeah.
Last four and a half years. So.
Yeah, it's a reality. So they like, what's up? What I got? What you got for me?
But for you, like you, I mean, you ain't gonna run from that from the ass neither. Like, what is it? What is the right now motive for you?
The right now is constant tweaks and adjustments. Because my fire still burns, and what I mean by that is I'm very passionate when I'm doing something.
Yeah.
So that's good and bad though, because you can't play with people that's close to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So now that's a trigger. Mm-hmm. So because that's a trigger and I'm ready to react a certain type of way, these conversations help me to tone myself down.
Yeah.
It helps me be a better person in a relationship.
Oh.
We had an incident here recently.
Kerfuffle.
And my wife brought it to my attention. I was dead wrong.
Imagine that.
I was dead wrong. You imagine understand? That. Hearing her talk about it though, aggravated the
out of me. All of it.
But I don't have the luxury of being like, yeah. You can't do that. Old me. I know I was wrong. We don't have to talk about this. Well, let me get this out. No, you won't. We don't need to talk about it. I don't do that anymore. As aggravating as it is, you're wrong. You're not allowed to be wrong and commanding of the situation. You don't have that luxury. You can't be the dictator in any relationship. I don't care if it's your marriage, dating, parenting, work relationship. You're wrong. And now the person that you've wronged, or the person that has witnessed or seen you do this wrong, they're trying to have a sensible conversation with you about the wrong. And you have the audacity to be wrong and arrogant. Oof. Don't talk to me.
Sound like the leader of the free world.
So humbling. It's humbling for me, because I'll talk about this and then I'll hear myself. Oof. And then it's a lesson for me because I'm talking to me.
Boy, you really annoy me right now, because I was pissed this morning. It's still the morning.
I was pissed this morning. See? That's what I'm telling you. It has to be like, okay, yep. And so she was like, you don't want me to talk about it? Sure. She was like, you got something to add to it? I don't, but I'm not going to cut you off. I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about it, you know, let you get it out. She was like, so that's my growth. It's phases.
Yeah.
I'm not all the way right. I'm not all the way there. Oof. So my motivation to continue with the platform and be here is this actively helps me be a better father, be a better husband. I make mistakes every single day to this day.
To the hour.
I made a mistake this morning when I got up. But if I'm breathing, it's fixable.
Yeah.
It's fixable.
Yeah. I'm gonna jump out there because introduce. I was annoyed this morning at a thing.
Yeah.
That was a reasonable annoyance because something that had been talked through didn't take place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, right?
I
can feel a way about it.
Certainly.
How I react to it is on me.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Was it really that serious? No. But in doing so, I'm so focused on that, I didn't realize that Eden had texted me this morning telling me she wasn't feeling well.
Because you wrapped up in this other thing.
So she comes downstairs, she doesn't eat breakfast. Like, why didn't you eat breakfast? Because you're not cooking it back to something hot coming on. She was like, I'm not hungry. Take it to school, drop off. I love you, all that. Get out the car. Then I pick up my phone. Three messages. Dad, I'm not feeling well. I missed it. Also rationalizing my mind, but you went to that basketball game last night. So that's where I'm currently at.
Because that's parenting.
She didn't say anything after that. She probably assumed, and I know that's something that my kids think about me is, no point in telling dad I don't feel well because he'll still want me to go to school.
Yeah.
And my kids have stayed home a lot. Like, it's not so, I don't care, push through it.
Yeah.
But they assume that, well, I can't even say it. That's some credible examples of when that happens.
It's not an assumption.
So it makes them hard for them to gauge, like, what is actually
serious enough. Yeah.
And I honestly think if it was serious enough, she would have said something when she got in the car. So I don't know if she was trying to avoid something, but also for me, I got a whole lot of my pop still. I'm not trying to work all of it out.
But
like I told you, when I wanted to stay home from school and was supposed to go to the Harlem Globetrotters game that night, he told me,
oh, no.
Yeah.
That's
said,
out.
Said, life's like a bowl of cherries. Sometimes you get the pitch. I said, I guess school it is. He's like, what you're not going to do
take the day off
be too sick to go to school and we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
At his expense.
I stand on that.
On a school night. So anyway, but being like trying to be mindful of how I'm processing a thing, even if I think I'm validated in feeling a way.
Yeah.
Because the thing that didn't happen, I was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. That we, a very specific conversation about this. And
this.
Now I got to. Okay. All right. Anywho.
Yeah.
So we'll back.
Back to the portion of seeing it through, right? Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing with anything, and I make a lot of parallels, man, it's the organization and everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how much they coincide.
Yeah.
The most important question you'll ever be asked is, what's your why?
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to do something, if you're trying to build a business, if you're trying to start a new endeavor, if you're branching out into a partnership or trying to get understanding, trying to go into school, trying to learn a new task, I don't care what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Always try to make it a habit. No, don't try. Do. Make it a habit to say, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
What's my why? What's my motivation? If you don't have a firm grasp on your motivation, you can easily be wavered. And if your motivation or your reason is frivolous, it won't last. Case in point, I'm going to start this new business because I want to make a lot of money. It's not enough. I want to start this new partnership because it's the cool thing to do and everybody doing it online. And I think it's an easy entry point. It's not enough.
Yeah.
If you really, really want to do something, an example, let's say, for instance, you go get a job at a hospital,
mm-hmm.
right? At this hospital, they say, hey, your job description, I got this new computer I want to buy because I play video games, if that's your thing. Because it's not mine. This mm-hmm. is just an example. Because I need some extra money and I'm just going to buy this computer for gaming, I went and got this job at this hospital. I walk in there and day one, they're like, hey, you got to go clean all of the bedpans. You got to flush all the toilets. You got to scrub this, do this, do this. If your why is I'm trying to get a video game, you're going to quit.
Yeah.
You may do it once. You may not do it at all. I don't see you lasting. But if you go to, you have a terminal illness.
Yeah.
And they say, hey, you need $20,000 by this date in order to take care of this procedure to save your life.
Yeah.
And that's pretty extreme, but the difference.
Yeah.
So now you go to that same job, you'll scrub those toilets with a toothbrush.
With your teeth.
With your teeth. Because this job, I've already calculated.
Yeah.
If I stay here and work this many hours, this many days, I meet my deadline. I meet my goal.
I can leave.
My life-saving objective has been met. There's nothing you can do to make me stop this process.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do to make me walk away from this. I don't care how hard you push, grab, pull, roadblock, hinder. It will not stop me. But if my why is frivolous and it's just, I'm going to get a toy. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Everybody else doing it. So now I'm going to do this because everybody has a podcast. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm just going to set my camera up and I'm going to hit play and I'm just going to start talking. What's your goal?
Yeah.
Man, I just want to be out there in the podcast space, man. It's cool. Me and my partners be having some funny things to talk about, which is great.
It's really not a cool space.
You hear me? So yeah. I that's not to discourage anyone that truly wants to do something.
Yeah.
It's just make certain that whatever you're getting into, your why has to be firmly intact and substantial.
That's why I believe that your why has to be internal.
Yes.
Like it's cool to, and I've said it before, it's cool to do things for your family. And a lot of people say my children are my biggest why. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be a why. The reality is, transformation beats motivation every time.
Mm-hmm.
If you need an external source to motivate you to do anything, you can hit your fitness goal, but then what? You can get to the money, but then what? And this is a very extreme, if your external motivation was one of your children or somebody in your family and you lose them, then what? Right? You gotta, for me, I want to become the thing.
Yes.
I want to become the version of it that does the thing.
Yes.
Not the same version that can be motivated to do it for a time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's it's and it was hard for me as a man. I imagine it's hard for other men because we've been conditioned to be selfless.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes being selfish about you being whole, and I've said this before, the collateral benefit is better for everybody. The 100% version of me is way better than the constant 60% version. You just become accustomed to the 60% version. So to you,
that is
the expectation. But honestly, I'm robbing you of what you need in life as your father, as your husband, as whatever, because I won't take the time to get me right. And that's another thing that this podcast has helped me understand is just like being better. I'll say it all the time. Use your words. I could spin a room in corporate and not even with wild type tactics, just very direct. Here's the information in a way you can understand it. And I'm relatable.
Yes.
Walking in the house. If one thing ticked me off, let alone getting 80 calls a day in corporate about everything failing, it's fine with that. Managed through that, but walking the house and there's a toy on the floor.
Right.
Now nobody respects me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The sit off.
Why am I even?
Why am I doing all of this?
We belabored that, but yeah, I think the why again. You can have your family should your family must be important as well.
Yes.
Be important enough to you and to them to give them the value that they really need from you, which is the best version of yourself.
And speaking of best version of yourself, and to tie this also into the purpose of the platform, you started this platform to build a better form of communication, open communication channel with your children, your son specifically, but all of your children. Mm-hmm. I want to address something that I've seen it, I'm witnessing it and living it right now. And it was reiterated by I don't want to call it an expose, but a post that a lady did. I saw on social media. I apologize that I didn't look at it closer so that I can give the young lady credit. However, right now, there's a movement, there's a trend where we're losing young Black boys to anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking because I have a nephew. I have a lot of nephews, so I can say this because this doesn't single any one of them out.
Right.
I have a nephew right now. He hit high school and there was a shift. We almost don't recognize him right now, right? And that's unfortunate and it's heartbreaking. And I said that and I said it again because that's the best emotion I can convey about it.
Yeah.
Is pay attention to your teenage sons walking around. They walk in the door, they put the headphones on, disappear to their room, and you don't see them anymore. Like you may see them when they come down to eat, or depending on what the structure of the culture is in the house, dinner has happened and everybody's kind of shut down and dispersed back to their own personal areas.
Then they come down.
Then they come eat, like they want to eat alone, or they're trying to miss family time or family hour or interaction. They don't want that interaction. They're trying to isolate. They got the hoodies on. They got the hood on. They got the headphones on. They're very detached. They're not smiling a lot.
Yeah.
They're not talking. And this used to be a bubbly young man that you know, you feel like, what's wrong with you? Be careful how you approach them because you can push them further into a shell, into that cave, or whatever darkness they could possibly be dealing with. Because we don't know. Like they're in a whole new environment or world, whatever they're dealing with. And now they don't know how to cope. And now because you're their parent, they feel like you can't relate. Everybody knows you or you're laughing, you're joking. I don't have the personality you have. I perhaps don't have the athleticism you have. I probably don't have the scholarship that you have. Whatever it is, they're using their parents as measuring sticks, thinking they have it all figured out, not knowing that was a process. You're seeing perhaps a finished product or a further along product than what you're at, son. You're at your developmental phase. You're in the pre-stages. I was worse off than where you are when I was your age, but you don't see that. So I have to find a way to convey that to you so that you can understand that it's going to be all right. I just got to hang in there. I just got to see this thing through. And I have to be surrounded by loving people that know how to pour into me without judgment or without ridicule, trying to force feed me into shake out of that thing, man. What's wrong with you? Stop saying what's wrong with you like they have a disease and just try to interact. I saw her. She made several suggestions. The young lady that made a post about this as well, and it resonated with me. She said, give them welcoming encouragement. Don't ask what's wrong. Just say, hey, I love you. I really love you, son. And I hope everything's working out and going great for you. I just wanted to share that with you and walk away. And if you constantly hit them with positive affirmations and just uplift and give them a open channel to talk about their emotions, you'll be surprised. They may just sit down one day and that be the breakthrough. Man, you know, I'm dealing with something at school and it's really aggravating to me because now they feel like there's no judgment there because you changed the energy.
Right.
You changed the motion. You changed the environment to where now they feel like this is receptive of whatever I got going on. And sometimes just go in there and sit down with them. Jump on. If your son or whoever is addicted to video games, go get on the game with him. And they're going to laugh, think you're weird at first, but just sit there and jump on the game. Man, what I'm doing? How we doing? And so now they'll start to, because again, with my nephew, when I'm around him, I'm poking at him. And he'll break character and laugh. And then he kind of try to shake himself back up. Yeah. I poke at him again. And he laugh. I hug him. I grab him. I grab him around his neck. Come on, walk 10 steps with me, nephew. And he loves that, man. So we have to do more of that in recognizing that these young men are going through something. We don't have to know what it is. Stop demanding that they tell you what it is and just give them a welcoming environment that no matter what it is, even if they never ever tell you in life, you possibly save that young man's life by just giving him unsolicited love. You understand?
The other side of that is, Don't assume that they'll work through it because you work through it.
Yeah.
Like, don't make that his rite of passage into manhood or your daughter, whatever it is, that because you went through a thing and got through it and it made you who you are.
Yeah.
They need to go through a thing that's similar. Times are different. Pressures are different. It's a different person. Right. That's the biggest deal.
It is.
They aren't you. And especially like you said, that was a good point about how children, whether they acknowledge it or not, verbally compare themselves to what you've demonstrated or told them about success for you.
Yes.
I'm this. I'm that. I think I did a poor job of acting. My daughter asked me the other day, and I was like, God darn, I missed the boat on this. She said, when you were in a traditional job, what exactly did you do? I said, oh. So, man. And then when I was explaining it to him, like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Like, but that's kind of my personality is to not discredit myself, but don't look at me. Like, I'm over here doing my, I'm
dead.
It's a thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
Don't, come on. Now.
Don't sleep, man.
I don't want you to feel away when I tell you about the thing I'm doing. but it was, I can see the other side of that. If, man, I scored 4 touchdowns a game. Yeah. Or I did this. You know what I'm saying? If you're creating that environment without intentionally creating that environment, they may have a perspective of you that assumes, whereby they assume that they can't measure up. Like they don't have their thing.
Right.
Right. I had a version of that with a lot of the guys that I call, and it's not a whole lot of guys, but most of them were athletes.
Yeah.
Some people assumed I was because I was just around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shoot a hoop a little bit now and then. But when I saw their success, I was like, man, what is my, like, I don't.
What's my thing?
When it comes to the cops, like, what is.
Yeah.
Boom. So it became aggressive and corporate. Like, manager, scene manager, over here, we're going there, we're going to this country, we're going to that country. And that became, like, really, I don't want to say
identity.
Identity for sure, but I was going to say idol to a degree, but it was my identity, how I present. It was my championship. It was my ring, my trophy, because there's no trophy case and walked by and said, man, I ain't know your dad scored 15 touchdowns in a single game.
Yeah, it doesn't exist,
but he did, you know what I'm saying?
Knock this out.
A couple things. So it's finding the and I hate the word balance, but people understand it. Finding the right, creating the right environment where they understand that this here's what's possible in terms of being successful or achieving a thing. I'm not expecting you to do the same thing I did, but let's help you get to your version of that.
Right.
And like for me, it was kind of difficult with Donovan because there was a time where he was more like skater gamer.
Yeah.
Like basketball came late.
Yeah.
And I was never a gamer. Like I jump on.
Yeah.
But I was never talking trash because I never invested enough to get good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I probably knew a couple plays in Madden.
Yeah.
If they didn't work.
Plep that.
You ain't got to worry about me. You ain't got to worry about house rules. I'm. This is not fun to me. I'm not gonna make it. I don't want to get better at this. So it, you know, and find them. But it is important to let them know that you're open to understanding their thing.
Yes.
And if they really locked into it, just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it can't be a great thing for them.
Right. Right.
What if that energy turned into creating video games?
Because you don't know.
Because there's 100 million people that's going to play them. So,
and that's proven.
I definitely get that, man. And speaking of, like, it's kind of in the vein of, or the theme of, you never know what's going to hit or when it's going to hit.
True.
And like the conversation we were having before this started this episode, mm-hmm. getting those messages. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be people that think, you know, nobody should have sold me a microphone or, man, they need to put podcast equipment up. Side note, how miserable, how feminine of a man do you have to be to let everybody else know you don't like a man that doesn't know you?
Publicly.
What does that work?
I don't know you. You don't know me.
What is the? Because I'm actually saying it in our generation. I thought it was a time that I could disassociate myself from.
Yeah.
And that won't about that. Yeah. But if those things had made me quit before I found my voice, before I got to episode 10 or 30 or 40, before you came on it with 47 or whatever you.
Yeah.
And not having the perspective of other men that have been on the show, the messages that are coming in now privately that I can see confirm that this was the thing to do.
Absolutely.
Even though it wasn't done for that. It was intended to help, but it wasn't like the what you shared with me.
Right.
Like that.
Man.
That,
man.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Old buddy one day. So and to your point about let your children develop and be who they're gonna be, if my children tell me one more time that I work for my wife. my pride intact, people. I don't care.
I can hear brain saying.
Yes. Both of them. Because now
the little one is still a little one to me.
Mofo. We call him Mofo now. Yeah. I always have, but he really stepping into it. Cause he's so crass and he don't know it. Like he you know, you're a little prick on the cool. Like, you don't know this about yourself, but you really a little prick, dude. Like,
we'll work ourselves with this.
Like, he walk up and be like, ooh, dad, that big belly, man, is getting out of control. Hey, dog, we finna fight, cuz. So they constantly ask me, hey, what do you do? What do you mean? Like, what do you do for work? Do you know what your mom does? Yeah, we know what she does. What do you do? We work at the same place. They damn near treat me like Tommy. But what do you do there? I was like, I'm the operations manager and I do diagnostic testing. Nah, it's mom's company though. So you work for mom. Hey, ho, listen. I guess if a person owns a business, everybody that works at that business works for that owner. But you're not gonna live bro me. So he like, so if it's mom's company, you work there, you work for mom. I do. Here's the slug. When I grew up, I'm gonna have my own company. Hey man, listen, that don't bother me. I got my own.
As well. In addition to.
When you get older, I'll give you the structure. I'll tell you what we got. I got some companies. These are hers. These are mine. These are ours. Right. Don't talk to me like this, though. You're not going to talk to me like I'm slumming and bumming and your mama throwing me a bone. Don't talk to me like that, chump.
Tommy is wild.
I just had to get that out, man, because you're not going to talk to me like this. He hit me with that again this morning. This is not the first time we talked about this.
Bring him on the show.
I'm going to have to. Yeah. I'm going to have to, man.
Bring him on the show.
So what you got to wrap up for the people?
Man, keep going. Keep going. And you never know when it's going to hit.
Yeah.
Just in a very, in a shallow perspective of the podcast, the thing that I feared the most was what's happening now, happening at episode 10.
Ooh. And you said that.
Yeah.
You said that.
When you came on, I let you there. This really ain't a cool, the why is clearly big enough for me to do it this long.
Yes. Yes.
This long. This is 150. This would be, I think, episode 157. Mm-hmm. But there's other things that weren't counted in the episodes.
True.
So yeah, I'm a cool 200 in. I guess right now you probably 100.
110. Something 110. Like
that. And to have done it for the applause would have crashed and burned.
Long time ago.
Crashed and burned. Yeah. The other piece of it for people that, and again, this is the shallow aspect of it. We covered the why, but the shallow aspect of it is why people are seeing us now is from 50 episodes ago, 60 episodes ago.
Correct. And kept going.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you never know when a thing's going to happen, when it's going to connect with people. If you do it consistently and you do it with purpose, you will win. You may not know what that win looks like when you start.
Right.
But you will absolutely win. Like, this is a win in life for me. However it goes down in the books.
Yeah.
I'm cool with.
Yeah.
The thing that, and I'm going
to. Yeah.
The thing that you can't say yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The thing that you can't say enough. I was like, okay, God.
Because that's what I said.
Because I got mine. Like, I'm not done, but I got the.
Same.
What it was for, cool.
I'm not done.
I can manage that in my house at this point. Yes. I don't need the podcast to make sure I keep talking to my son.
Yeah.
It started because of that, but.
Yeah. Because I said it.
Yeah.
We called it. So to God be the glory, man.
Oh.
Yeah. So what we're doing, be intentional. The most important thing, or one of, because there were a lot of great things said in this episode. Mm-hmm. One of the most important things that I heard be said in this episode is make sure your motivation is internal.
Yeah.
Internal motivation. That's the key. That's the key. Got anything else to share?
That's it.
Y'all know why we're here. Keep coming. Keep watching. Keep interacting. We love the engagement. Don't stop. We're not criticizing the engagement. You say something, we got something to say back. Or don't say nothing at all, because we're going to talk. This is the Dear Son Podcast, Dear Son Show, Dear Son Network.
Indeed.
All of the above. Peace.
Have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key.
and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.